Test 74, Section 2, Question 15. This one says, what's going to explain or resolve the concentrations of bacteria 1 week after the treatment? So we want to know what's going to explain that. And what we have is that salmonella bacteria cause major cause of illness. If you eat chicken, young chicks that underwent a new treatment exhibited a lower incidence of salmonella infection than it untreated. So the young chicks have lower salmonella. Although 1 week after treatment was administered, the treated chicks had higher concentrations of a variety of bacteria than did untreated. So basically they have the treatment, they drop in salmonella infections, but they have higher concentrations of a variety of bacteria. So we want to know, why did they have higher levels of some bacteria even though salmonella infections went down? A, the new treatment takes several weeks to administer. That's okay, but it doesn't explain why they have higher concentrations. And that's what we really need to explain, is why did some other bacteria go up? Levels of salmonella bacteria in young chicks are generally not high to begin with. Yeah, well, but that doesn't explain why did it go up with the treatment. Most chicks develop resistance to many harmful bacteria by the time they reach adulthood. Well, that's great, but it doesn't explain why did the treatment make the bacteria go up. D, the untreated chicks experience a higher incidence of illness from infection by bacteria than did treated chicks. Well, okay, that would say that they're experiencing a higher incidence of illness from these other bacteria, but it doesn't explain the bacteria levels in the first place. And then E, the bacteria found in the treated chicks were non-virulent types whose growth is inhibited by salmonella bacteria. Oh, that would explain why we had more of them, because they're types of bacteria that salmonella hurts. So that would explain why the treatment would cause those other bacteria to go up, and therefore E is our correct response.